There's a vast difference in looking at God's Word and receiving God's Word. When you, them that receive the Word,
yes.
Not them that examine it, but them that received it,
yes.
God added to the church,
yes.
Such as be saved. 3,000 souls receive the Word. Now you can hear the Word preached. You can look at it and admit that it's right. Cain did, all the others did. But just where the Word fell brought forth them that received it. Gladly was baptized.
Yes.
See? Receiving the Word. Now, when you receive the inspiration that Jesus Christ died for your sickness, it's that very hour that your healing has come.
Yes.
That's right. When you receive from heaven that Jesus died for your sins and you have accepted it, you don't need any prayer for you then. You've already accepted it. It's settled. Now we can preach the Word, explain the Word, but you have to receive the Word. Oh, hallelujah! That's what sets it afire, brother. When you receive it, the revelation, something slips out of the unseen world yonder, comes rolling down through a mystical channel somewhere into your soul. It says, now I see it. Your eyes brighten. Your lips that hung down straighten up and smile. Every muscle in your body seems to rejoice. Something's going to happen. Something. You don't need to be in a prayer line then. You've got it then.